Stop making that face because it's going to stick that way if somebody slaps you on the back.
Yeah, that's my parents said that one a lot. Yeah.
Your Honor, my client does not know right from wrong or up from down. Listen to the advice he was given as a child.
That's right.
Not guilty.
Yes. I would never be convicted by a jury of my peers.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end.
Woody and Jim's Hero Monday morning tradition that makes you think, will the comedy ever start? It's the Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Dramatic music tells us it's time to begin. The jokes are flying. Here they go.
All right.
Woody, I misheard some good advice a long time ago. I said, get older and wiser, not wider.
Just a difference in a letter or two.
Didn't hear well.
Jim, my uncle asked if I knew where he could get a toupee, and I said, not off the top of my head.
Nice.
Thank you.
I went for a job interview at UPS.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sorry, I'm late. I went to the wrong address, and they made me regional manager.
Jim, what did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
I don't know.
Oh, sheet.
Woody, old age is a thing. Last night I was in bed for 20 minutes when I heard the pizza guy cough, and then I remembered I went into my room to get my wallet.
That's cute. Jim, I told the doctor that I broke my arm in two places. He said, well, you should stay out of those places. That is the oldest joke.
I've never heard it.
It was in a cave wall they found that.
Yeah. My doctor advised me to stop drinking.
Mm.
It's going to be a tough change for me. I've been with that doctor for 15 years.
Jim, what did the stoplight say to my car?
I don't know.
Don't look at me. I'm changing. Awful.
What if somebody stole my limbo stick out of my garage?
Really?
How low can you go?
Aww.
Jim, the doctor told me that I was starting to go deaf.
Yeah?
Believe me, that was a hard thing to hear.
Almost got me.
Mm.
In school, my teacher asked, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
Mm.
I said, I don't know and I don't care.
Correct. Jim, what do we want? Race car sound effects. When do we want them? Right now. So stupid. I'm embarrassed for both of us.
I'm laughing because I'm going to be taking video of you going.
Yeah, that was so good.
I'm just going to give it to a psych ward. Yeah, look at him. Lock him up.
He's like this every day.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
The only card game I'm pretty good at is Uno.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm excited to go to Las Vegas next time and enter the Uno Social Club.
Really?
No way.
Yeah, they're opening up an Uno, I don't know, palace. You get to play Uno, and they have all kinds of other teams. They have Uno teams you can play there, an Uno golf game, and an Uno Show 'em No Mercy game, a fiery format with punishing penalties and a ruthless gameplay twist. Ooh, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Sounds like fun. What a good way to introduce kids into gambling.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Next we'll take a fun game and show them alcohol.
Yeah.
A new study shows that, yes, we will still hate Mondays even after we retire.
Oh, no.
Really?
Apparently, our hatred for Mondays is so ingrained in our DNA that it will never go away.
Oh, man.
Ever. Can't get it out.
Yeah. Sorry.
Dang.
You're stuck.
Well, here's one way to keep your house cool during the super hot summer we're having. You can put yogurt on your window.
Yogurt?
Yeah, yogurt. They're doing it in the UK. I guess it keeps their house 6 degrees cooler.
Yogurt?
Yogurt. You put it on
the outside. You won't be able to see out your windows.
I guess it dries clear.
Okay.
And you put it on with like a roller outside so you're not smelling dairy. Like
are these researchers at Yoplait trying to sell this?
I don't know if it's so much as researchers as much as just like human beings. No, a researcher, yeah, in the UK.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it smells like yogurt for like 30 seconds and then it dries and it's fine. They do recommend to use like regular yogurt and not
nothing
like,
with the
like
fruit in it
at the bottom.
Yeah, so you're not seeing like chunks sliding around your windows. But, you know, if you guys want to give it a try and let me know how it goes.
Yeah. Well, try it here at the station where we don't have to live with it. So you're talking about lies our parents told us. Of course, they believed it to be true as well.
Yeah.
Or did they?
Maybe.
Or did they? Or just they just wanted to say something to get us out of their face.
Manipulation.
Probably. Yeah. Now, I guess science has proven that you don't have to wait 30 minutes after you eat to go swimming.
Yeah, that's false. I guess they used to say that it would make you drown.
Yeah, that your body would cramp up if you had food in your
That's
stomach.
A lot. Yeah. I just heard that it was like you get a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's false. And there's a swimmer actually who turned into a pediatrician. And they were like, yeah, I had to eat before I swam because it gave you energy.
Oh,
like,
they need the calories.
Yeah. And I mean, that's different than going for like a casual jump in the water.
Right.
But yeah. No.
They kind of prove it, though. If they're jamming food in their mouth and then going and swimming hard.
Yeah.
The rest of us are going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, another one that is cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis.
Yeah.
That's not true.
As I crack my knuckles.
What other ones are not true?
Chameleons change colors to hide. Apparently, they just do it.
Oh, really?
They don't try to hide from anybody.
Yeah. Just happens.
Touching frogs will give you warts. Apparently, that is not true.
Really?
Well, my parents used to say that kind of stuff all the time, I guess. They just didn't want me bringing frogs in the house, I guess.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you look the type.
Thank you.
My mom would always say, like, she couldn't see if I had the back seat light on in the car. She would say, like, she couldn't see at all.
Oh,
like,
that's true.
The windshield. So.
There's a myth that that was illegal. But
yeah.
I guess apparently that is not the case.
Yeah,
but
that's. Yeah.
Well, driving at night.
Yeah.
If the light is on, your pupils close.
Yeah.
And then you're
it
trying to look
to
out
see.
The window and you're not getting the light you need to see like the dark road.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's true. That'll kill you.
See, my mom used to say all kinds of crazy stuff that made sense to me when I was like six. Like, if you play with matches, you're going to pee the bed. Really? Yes.
And now you know why Woody is the way he is. That explains a lot.
Stop making that face because it's going to stick that way if somebody slaps you in the back.
Yeah, that's my parents said that one a lot. Yeah.
Your Honor, my client does not know right from wrong or up from down. Listen to the advice he was given as a child.
That's right.
Not guilty.
Yes, I would never be convicted by a jury of my peers. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to do that gender wars. Brought to you by Structure Group Indoor Outdoor Remodeling. They do some great work. Your dream home starts with a visit to structuregroup.us. All right, we have April in Hendersonville. We have John in Franklin ready to go at it. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Let's do a get acquainted question, starting with April. Tell us the job you had that you hated the most.
A school lunch lady.
Ooh. I must admit, I was never super nice to the school lunch ladies. We were little brats.
But you got to serve that square pizza.
John, what about you? What job did you hate the most?
Horse foreman. Yeah, it was terrible.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of crap.
Dirty work.
Yeah.
It was. And the ammonia smell.
Oh. Ooh. Oh. Okay, let's all enjoy that.
All right, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, April, multiple choice. Is Jimmy Olsen a movie character you see hanging around Superman, Batman, or Spider-Man?
Let's go Superman.
Superman is right.
Ooh.
Good job.
Hey, John. Does a Marty and Liz store sell cosmetics, shoes, or candles?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Right.
All right.
All tied up.
April, a lot of guys might want a big green egg. What is that?
Grill.
It's a grill. Yeah. Fancy one.
All right, you guys are perfect so far. Can John keep it going?
John, before going solo, Beyonce was a member of what girl group?
Oh. He's hoping, right. April don't know.
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Yes. And using the screw and giving that point to April, April has taken the game.
You used the screw and got screwed, John. Sorry. Congratulations, April.
Oh, it's just like cleaning the stable again, isn't it, John?
It is.
Congratulations, April. We have some tickets to Holiday World.
Woo-hoo!
Couple-hour drive and a ton of roller coasters and an awesome water park.
Oh, good. All right. Thanks, John. We appreciate you playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM.
Gina, you were just telling us right as, before the mics went on that you went shopping for a rocker to rock your baby to sleep when your baby comes.
Yep, to add in our nursery. And the salesperson ended up directing us to mattresses. So, and not even like baby mattresses, like a new mattress. And so we were definitely not interested.
I know what you want, but here's what I'm trying to sell.
Right. I'm like, how did we go from 200 to 6,000? But we left and we're like, maybe like after we're done having kids, we can invest in a $6,000 mattress. But until then, we're fine.
And what else did you do?
Saturday, we painted the nursery. So
nice.
Halfway done, we did the green part for the top, and then we have to do the white part, which I think we're going to do today, maybe.
Cool.
So, yeah. What about you guys?
My weekend, of course, me and Jim were out at Pella Windows and Doors in Cool Springs.
Yeah.
We got six puppies adopted from the Nashville Humane Association. So it was really cool.
Guys.
Six puppies in 2 hours. It wasn't us. The puppies sold themselves.
Oh, they sold themselves. Exactly. The rest of my weekend was pretty much wrestling. As a Friday night SmackDown, and then there was a Saturday night main event. I went over to my kid's house to see that. And I guess Jelly Roll, he made an appearance Friday night. And Logan Paul, who's become like a bad guy in the WWE.
Right.
Yep.
He came out and had a fit with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Jelly Roll is going to actually wrestle coming up in August.
I saw that.
Mm.
And, you know, and he's lost a lot of weight, but I don't know if he's going to be ready for that. But they... They, you know, we all know that wrestling is fake,
but
it's like, you got to be in pretty good shape to make it look kind of real.
And he's going to have a partner, right? It's TV2,
Randy Orton.
Orton.
Yeah, Orton. Yeah, that's it.
Well, good luck, Jelly Roll.
See, after the puppies, Jen and I, we kept hearing about Burger Week last week.
We
missed it, but we still went out for burgers anyway.
Nice.
Went to Nadine's in Hermitage. Good smash burgers, liked it. And then last night, my hockey team, we played this team we hadn't beaten in like 4 years, and we beat them 6-0.
Nice!
Let's go!
Beat the tar out of them. It
was awesome.
While dramatic music plays, we tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses the game.
Woody and Jim, which one's going down?
All right, let's find out now. Jim, I have some sock puppets for sale, if anyone wants to take them off my hands.
Gotta smile. I had smiled. Woody, kale is so versatile.
Really?
I mean, you can literally fit it into any trash can.
Jim, I tried to catch fog last night. Missed.
Oh. Mm.
Woody, if riding motorcycles gives you short-term memory loss, just imagine what riding motorcycles would do.
Ah, I see what you did there. Jim, I didn't do well on my driving test. They asked me, what do you do at a red light? And I said, check Facebook and TikTok.
I wanted to have a nice summer body for people to look at.
Mm.
But I realized I like food more than I like people. And their opinions.
That's just a slice of life right there.
Yeah.
Jim, my girlfriend said I ruined her birthday. That's impossible. I didn't even know it was her birthday.
Observation.
Yes.
People who finish their shampoo and conditioner at the same time should be in charge of everything.
I agree. Jim, what does Santa Claus suffer when he gets stuck in a chimney?
I don't know.
Claustrophobia.
Oh.
I hate that. I hate that
head
joke.
It's the microphone. Woody, three things that always tell the truth.
Mm.
Small children, drunk people, and yoga pants.
Jim, I've added lunges to my workout routine. I think it's a huge step forward.
Woody, I hate hotel bath towels.
Really?
They're so thick and fluffy, I can't get them in my suitcase. Oh, it was the best joke.
We've all been there.
These are nice.
All right.
They'd be even nicer at my house.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durk, walk around the neighborhood.
So this is real cool. It happened at a concert in the UK for Oasis. They're doing their comeback tour, and the band was up on stage, and a whole bunch of people were, you know, jamming to the show, and they noticed this guy named Daniel, who was in a wheelchair, and Daniel said he couldn't get some of the tickets that were in the handicapped section.
Right, in the area up front.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So he bought a regular ticket, but it meant he was down near the ground sitting in his wheelchair.
Oh, while so he just saw everybody's butts.
Everybody else was standing. So a bunch of concert goers said, dude, we're going to get you an awesome view. And about 20 people lifted him up and held him above and let him see the show the way they could.
Oh, that is awesome.
So pretty selfless concert moment right there.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love that. That's very cool. People helping out, even at an Oasis concert.
Where the fans are nicer than the band.
That's for sure. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW with locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Of course, we all kind of hate Mondays, but people ask, would we still hate Mondays after we retire and don't have to work on Mondays? Science says, yes, you will.
Oh, man.
Apparently, our deep-seated hatred for Mondays is so deep in our DNA, it'll never let go.
So the Sunday scaries are with you forever?
Forever.
Wow, almost like hanging from a bridge.
That's
so
right.
Over the weekend, they were filming for 911 Nashville, the new show that's coming out next month. And they were having cranes on the Korean Veterans Bridge near downtown, and they were suspending a giant Airstream trailer from the top of the bridge to make it look like it had been blown there in a tornado.
Oh, wow, cool.
So kind of big stunt work being done for the show that's going to be featuring Nashville.
That's cool.
Got to admire the fact that they did it for real instead of doing CGI. That's cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Man. Well, if you're looking for a new opportunity or like a new job, Cromwell Media, which is like our media group that we're a part of, they're going to be at the Job News USA Nashville Job Fair on Wednesday. There's going to be other companies like Cracker Barrel, Urban Cable Construction, Goodwill. So you can stop by there 10 to 2, bring your resume, dress nice. It's at the Millennium Maxwell House Hotel.
That's the one. It's over kind of in the Metroland area.
Right, yeah. Off of Rosa Parks, yeah.
So. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I said I've got a couple of appointments I got to take care of. I got to call the dentist. I broke a tooth over the weekend. It's going to be $1,000. Easy.
Even if they just look in your mouth, it's $1,000.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Not so much in that extreme, but I will be also nursing an injury I have as I just bit my lip really hard trying to eat a Starburst.
Oh, no.
Are you okay?
But I stayed on the air. That's the kind of hero.
Well, we know how difficult that was because that's painful.
He cowboyed up.
I did.
I am going to try to go to the gym. It'll be like my fourth or fifth day in a row. So I'm like getting back. I'm getting back into it, even though I can't take pre-workout.
Yeah.
I've thought about it four or five times.
Yeah.
But never execute.
Yeah. I feel good. And then I don't really know. I'm going to try and take a nap. I slept really bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go to the gym yesterday. That makes 3 decades. Thank you. Good night. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim.